Or I guess just review quickly the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Chet Amud Bet. Here the Mishnah divides us up into different categories. Shechta chutz lezmana v'chutz demkoma kidei shalechem. If it was a shechita chutz lezmana v'chutz demkoma, where the psul is a psul machshava, but otherwise the korban is fine. In that instance, it's kidei shalechem because the korban is otherwise good, except for these problematic machshavot. On the other hand, nibtzei treifa, if he did a shechita and then he finds that the treifa, our underlying assumption is that the treifa was there prior to that fact, and that means that it was never re'uya, and therefore, lo kidei shalechem. Shechtav nibtzei balat mum, if he finds that it's a balat mum, Rabbi Lezer omer kideish, chamimareim lo kideish. And that we'll see today, if he does a shechita and he finds that it's a mum, question is, what type of mum, and when did the mum appear? Then the last tip are, shechtan shelo lishman, he does a shechita shelo lishma, v'chein yal malim, v'chein shnei kibzei atzeret, shechtan shelo lishman, lo kidei shalechem. Over there, the lo lishma is a makshava that ruins it because, again, if you're bringing a todah has lechem associated with it. We saw in the pasuk, you need to have a makshava that it's a todah in order for the lechem to be kadosh. If you don't have a makshava, a stam shlamim doesn't have lechem associated with it. So the lo lishma is important in establishing what korban it is in order to be mikadosh to lechem. So matnitan mani. Who's the author of our Mishnah? My answer is Rabbi Meir. It has to be Rabbi Meir. So now we're going to bring down a Braita that actually argues about what exactly is the category, what exactly are the categories in this Mishnah. So the first one, or the first part of this Braita will be the Rabbi Meir, and you'll see that it fits into our Mishnah, which is the Tanya. Zeklau, kosh pisulo kodem shchita lo kidei shalechem. Here's the principle. Anything that has a pasul before the shchita takes place, then the lechem's not kadosh. Pisulo achar shchita, until it's after the shchita, like the makshevet chutz lezmano, then kidei shalechem. Sheshachta chutz lezmana v'chutz limkoma kidei shalechem. Shachta v'nimtzei treifa lo kidei shalechem. So here's an example of psul after shchita, that's makshevet chutz lezmana and chutz limkoma. On the other hand, nimtzei treifa is prior, because we assume the treifa was there beforehand. The shchita is no good at all. Shachta v'nimtzei balat mum, it shechs it v'az bal mum, that's the machloket, the blazer omer kideish, and Rabbi Shomer lo kideish, divri Rabbi Meir. That's the braita here, this whole way of setting up the differences between what is and what is not. Mekadesh, that's the position of Rabbi Meir, and it's identical to our Mishnah. Now we're going to see, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not the way to set it up. Lo nechloku Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, al sheshachtav nimtzei treifash lo kidesh. So he agrees with our Mishnah in the sense that treifa is something that definitely happened beforehand, and therefore if it's shachtav nimtzei treifa, then it's not kadosh, or the lechem is not kadosh. Al chutz lezmano, when it comes to chutz lezmano, also, shekidesh. Everybody agrees that there, the machshava does not ruin it, because there it says, pigul hu lo yiratzeh. Lo yiratzeh means that, and the Gemara learns in other places, that it's ratzui, except for the fact that it's pigul. And so therefore the lechem is kadosh. Well, bal mum shelo kidesh. And here, this is not like our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that he's certain that by a bal mum, it doesn't work. That lo kidesh. So bal mal nechleku, what are they arguing about? Al chutz limikomo. Chutz limikomo is the question, Rabbi Lezer omer kidesh? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, lo kidesh. So not only do we have Rabbi Lezer versus the Chachamim that we have in our Mishnah, over here we have Rabbi Lezer versus Rabbi Yeshua, which was the same in Rabbi Meir's statement. We have to assume that the Chachamim in our Mishnah are Rabbi Yeshua. But according to Rabbi Meir, the Machlokas revolves around Baal Mum. That's where the Machlokas is, just like our Mishnah. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Machlokas revolves around Chutzlim Komo. Why is that? So that's Gemara is going to explain what's the difference between them. I'm Rabbi Lezer. Hoyo v'chutz lezmano pasul, v'chutzlim kamo pasul, ma chutz lezmano kidesh, av chutzlim kamo kidesh. We know they come as a package. Chutz lezmano and chutzlim kamo usually come in the same package. Since they usually come in the same package, therefore over here, if chutz lezmano is not a problem, and it's mekadesh lechem, then so do over here, chutzlim kamo work in the same way. So Rabbi Yeshua, ho v'chutzlim kamo pasul, u'bamum pasul, ma bamum lo kidesh, av chutzlim kamo lo kidesh. So Rabbi Yeshua says, wait a minute, why are you comparing chutz limkomo to chutz lezmano? Compare it to baal mum. And baal mum, we know, according to at least Rabbi Yehuda's reading, there is no question, lo kidei shalechem. So the Gemara says, amar lo Rabbi Lezer, ani damtia le chutz lezmano, vata damito le baal mum. Nira le midoma. Let's see which one makes more sense. Im domel chutz lizmano, then it ain't only chutz lizmano, but it's more like chutz lizmano, we'll call it chutz lizmano. Im domel balmum, but it's more like balmum, then it ain't only balmum. So chitka, Rabbi Lezer adon, so Rabbi Lezer leads off, and he says, donin, psul machshava, mi psul machshava, vein donin psul machshava, mi psul aguf. When it comes to chutz lizmano, chutz lizmano, they're always together, because they're both psul machshava. So therefore they belong in the same category, whereas balmum is a psul in the guf of the animal itself, it has not something to do with machshava. Itchel Rabbi Yeshua Ladun, it says, Danim psul she'im bo karet, mi psul she'im bo karet. Wait, let's look at the difference. We know that chutz lizmano, machshava chutz lizmano ends up with a chiyuv karet if you eat it. Whereas chutz lizmano doesn't have a chiyuv karet associated with it. And the same is true by balmum. Balmum and chutz lizmano are both lavin, and not a chiyuv karet. So let's say they're more alike. Vayochia chutz lizmano, shepsu sheish bo karet. Chutz lizmano ends up with karet. Vot, donenu mishlo lishmo, shepsu machshava vein bo karet. He says, wait a minute, you're right, that psul machshava might have been a trump here, but I also have lo lishmo. And lo lishmo is also a psul machshava. And over there we say it's a psul machshava, it doesn't have karet, which is exactly like chutz lizmano. And we say, lo kidei shalechem. So same thing over here, v'shatak Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer was silenced by that, meaning that Rabbi Yeshua had a good point over there. And the Gemara will later say that it seems like Rabbi Eliezer, chozer bo, and that he returns to the position. Rabbi Yeshua was convinced.
That's
a kolim Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda's limud, why there's a machloket about chutzim komo. Now the Gemara goes back and says, Rabbi Meir, ma'ishna shachtav nipsei treivat avi psulo kodem shkita. So this is the question you're asking. What is the difference between treifa and balmum? By treifa, we say, okay, for sure it happened beforehand, therefore it's not mekadesh shalechem. Balmum, he has a machloket, and we seem to be uncertain as to whether it happened beforehand or not. Why isn't balmum also the same scenario or same situation where it happened beforehand? Mar says it's this unique case of bedokin ba'ayin alibed Rabbi Akiva. It's a dokin shibayin according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says bedokin shibayin deim alu lo yerdu. If they go up, they don't come back down. Meaning, if they're placed on the mizbeach, we don't take them down. So over there we have two things. First of all, im alu lo yerdu shows you that there is some kedusha to this animal, even if it's found to be a balmum by Dokin Shibayim. Therefore, it can be Mekadesh Alechem, even though it itself is not good. I mean, if you come to Chathila, we're not going to tell you to put it on the Mizbeach. On the other hand, it's enough to be Kadosh, to be Mekadesh something else. The other thing, which is what you were asking before, is what's unique about Dokin Shibayim? Because, as Rashi says, it's Avi Mumover, Veinu Nikar. It's a Mumover, and it's not so clear, Dolavi Psulo Koldem or Ala Achar Shkita. It's not clear that the Mum pre-existed the Shkita. Marim Bechorot discusses whether Dokin Shibayin, if you find it afterwards, then maybe it's not a good enough mum because it could have happened because of the stress of Shechita. Dokin Shibayin could be the result of the stress of Shechita, and therefore we don't count it as a mum. If you only notice that mum afterwards, it's not something you can automatically assume was there prior to the Shechita. So over here, we can't assume that it was there before the Shechita. And that's a machloket over here between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer is how do we view Balat Mum over here? Rabbi Yeshua, that's the can't be the right curse of Rabbi Yehuda. Kiamar Rabbi Akiva. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda, how does he deal with this balad mum issue? So Gemara says, Kiamar Rabbi Akiva, imalulo yerdu, bipsulo de gufei, avadukdushe lechem lo yitmar. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, listen, when he says alulo yerdu means, okay, fine, the fact that this karban is now okay, it's okay because we're not going to take it, rip it off the mizbeach. But it's not okay enough to say that it's going to be mekadesh lechem, that we're not going to go that far to say. So now Itmar, chatat sheshachta chutz lizmana. A chatat that has a shkita chutz lizmana, im alta lo tered. So if it goes up, lo tered doesn't come back down. Because there we know, and this is what we saw in our mission also, which is that it's enough to be mekadesh alechem, that a psul machshava is not enough to do that to hurt it over here. Chutz limkoma, on the other hand, if it's chutz limkoma, Rava amar tered, Rava amar lo tered, there's a kirsa issue here, and the Shita Megmez says it's the opposite way around, that it's Rava amar tered, and Rava amar lo tered. So that they just reverse the Shitot over here. Rava ki Rabbi Yeshua, Rava ki Rabbi Eliezer. Obviously, the way we have, that's an argyosa. It'd be the other way around. No, this is Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer who argued in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda, who argue about when it comes to chutz limkomo, is chutz limkomo good enough to mekadesh alechem or not? That's the same machlokas we're having over here, whether chutz limkomo is good enough to be imalalo teiret. So if you believe like Rabbi Eliezer, you believe like Rabbi Eliezer that it's good enough to be mekadesh the lechem, and you also believe lo teireid. If you hold like Rabbi Yoshua, which is it's not good enough to be mekadesh lechem, it's also not good enough to imala lo teireid. There you'll have to be yireid. You'll take it down. So v'hadar be rabba the gabe rava. Again, this is according to our girsa. The rabba then acceded to the position of rava, which is teireid. Midhadar be Rabbi Eliezer the gabe Rabbi Yoshua. The same way that Rabbi Eliezer in the end concedes to Rabbi Yeshua's position because he was shatak. Viga damre avagav d'hadar be Rabbi Eliezer the gabe Rabbi Yoshua. And even though in the end that the position of Rabbi Eliezer was reversed, the gabe Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbo the Gabi Rova, lo adorbe. He then reverses his position. Adam du komar leinu donenu, mishalo lishmo. Because over there by Shalom bimkomo, you have the comparison to lo lishmo. And that's a reason to reverse the position of Ahacha. He dain le mishalo lishmo, im alta lo terei. By Chatat, if you learn out from lo lishmo, that doesn't help you. Because Chatat, one of the psulim by Chatat is lo lishmo. It's one of the exceptions to the rule. So you can't use the limit of lo lishmo by Chatat. Because im daita lo mishalo lishmo, im alta lo terei. Because lo lishmo by Chatat is posul. But imalta loteirei. So that's an example. It's not a good example of something that's going to help you to make a decision about whether it's you can't learn from it because Rabbi Yeshua is trying to prove that it's not mekadesh lechem. So fine, it's not mekadesh lechem, but imalta loteirei. So therefore, it'll prove my point. Rabbi says shaktal shel lishma. That's the last thing in the Mishnah. Amar Rabba shavak tana didan el nazir deshchiach nachir el miluim. Tana didan ikar milto nakat. Our Mishnah when it talks about lo lishma, it discusses the Todah, and it discusses the El Miluim and the Kitzei Atzeret. All those things that come with Lechem. Why doesn't it discuss the El Nazir? Because the El Nazir is one of those things that comes with Lechem. Lo Lishma would affect it. How come he skips that in the Mishnah? So Mar says, well, it picked El Miluim that was for Lisha'a, and it leaves out El Nazir, which is the Dorot. It says, no, Iker Milta Nathat. He picked something that was paradigmatic. It was the first time Lechem was Nit Kadesh. That's why he picked El Miluim. That's the example. And El Nazir is similar to that. Because it's similar to that, therefore he only brought the one that was the original. Okay, now we're up to the new Mishnah. Anisachim shekitshu b'kli, v'nimtza zevach pasul, im yesh zevach acher yakrivu imo, v'im lav yipaslu b'lina. So here, the nisachim that were nitkadesh in a klisharet, and then they yeshech the zevach, and no good. So what do you do with these nisachim? If there's another korban around, you bring them on that korban. Otherwise, you leave them overnight, and they become pasul b'lina, because they were in a klisharet already. They become pasul b'lina, and then they will be spilled out. So Amar Ziri, Einis anisachim mitkadshim ela b'shchitat zevach. Now Ziri seems to present something that's not like our Mishnah, which is that the shchita de zevach is the item that's mikadesh the nisachim.
Even though they were put in the klisharet
before. Right. So he seems to say there is that's not effective. They, putting them in the klisharet before is not effective. My time at the makra zevach un nisachim. So the zevach un nisachim they come together. I mean that the zvicha itself is what creates the nisachim, creates the kedusha of the nisachim. Tznan, a nisachim shekidshu b'kli, v'nimtza zevach pasul, v'yesh zevach acher yikrevu imo, v'im lav yipaslu b'lina. So this is our Mishnah, my love, dif salu b'shchita. So it sounds like the problem here is that the shchita caused the problem. So how could it be that if salu b'shchita, if the shchita is what's mekadesh them to start with? So if you think that the shchita is mekadesh them, and the zevach is pasul, then they were never nitkadesh. So why is it that you have a psul here at all? According to Ziri, this is the Gemara's question. Our Mishnah sounds like the psul is already pre-existed. Lo, the ifsul bezrika. He says the problem is the bezrika. That no, the shkita went through okay, and therefore they are kadosh, and that'll solve Ziri's problem. But the zrika, something went wrong with the zrika dadam. Kiman kirabi. It's like Rabbi, who we've seen before this position. Damar shnei devarim ha-matirim alim zeh v'lo b'zeh. The two things that are matir or mikadesh. Over here, both the Zrikat Adam as well as Shchitat Abeimah are Mekadesh the Nisachim. Here, if only one of them goes right, then it's okay. So Gemara says, no, I feel the time of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Even his Baal Plukta, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that even if you have two things, and one of them is Pasul, then it's not Mekadesh. Over here, Hachem Ha'izkin HaShukon Kibel Daman Bekos, that he did the Kabbalat Adam properly, V'nishbach, and then it was spilled. So why does that help you? Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Zavala Kaveti Davua. He holds like his father. Damar kolam made lizrok kizaruk dami. Because if it was re'ui or re'uyah to be going to Mizbeach, that's enough to consider as if it was already brought. The korban was already brought. So over here, that'll be enough of a matir. I mean, obviously it's not enough of a kizaruk dami to tell you that the korban's fine. It's not as if the korban's brought. But it's kizaruk dami, it's enough of a zaruk dami to tell you that now you have the two matirim. Since it's the Shechita and the Zrikar, the two things that are Mekadesh the Nisachim, according to Rabbi, one of them is enough. So Shechita was fine, so now you're Mekadesh the Nisachim. But Rabbi Lezer requires both of them, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. He'll say, yeah, I have Shechita, and I even have Zrika. I have a form of Zrika, because it's Kizaruk Dami. And therefore it'll be Mekadesh the Nisachim. So that's how Zahiri will solve his problem and say, listen, the Shechita is what's Mekadesh over here, not the Kli Sharet.
If there's another zevach, you'll bring the nisachim with that zevach. So why do we have a statement by Rav Chista that says you can't move the shemen from one mincha over to another mincha? You find out there's a problem with the mincha, there's a problem with the zevach, they didn't do a shkita properly, and you have the shemen that's dedicated to a mincha, you can't switch it over to another mincha. Yet over here, we're allowing you to change over the nesek to another korban. Why? Some Rabbi Yanai, leib beitin matna aleihem, that by the nesachim, beitin as a tnai, im ritzuchu tzuchu, if they're necessary, fine, if they need it for this korban, vim lav yehe le zevach acher. If not, you can transfer them over to another zevach.
Okay, great. Why can't we have late baby manalehem by shemen as well?
It says shemen gufo de minchahu.
Shemen is like an integral part of the mincha. There we can't separate it out and say, okay, yeah, transfer it over to something else. Because it says, okay, so fine, you can't transfer it from one mincha to the other because it's part of mincha. But make the tnai beitin that they will no longer be kadosh, that they'll go out to be chulin. So gzeira shem yomru motzi miklisharet tuchol. We're afraid that, what, it's in a klisha right now, it's sitting there, and now they want to take it and transfer it over to another mincha. Sounds like they think that the klisha rate's not mekadesh it, and you can be podeh without really being podeh. You can remove it, even though, and still say the chulin, even though you didn't pay any money for it, you didn't do any action with it.
So
you ask, David asked the question, wait, if you're worried about what people are thinking by the shaman, true, the shaman's gzeira is a little different because they were worried about him thinking that you can be podet or take it out to chulin without any action. Right, chulin the guy without any action. Over here, you're transferring one zevach to another zevach. But that's still problematic. So why aren't you worried about the fact that Lid Beitin is matnalem moving it from one zevach to another? Mar's answer is, Hatani Matatya ben Yehuda, Kagonshi has zevach zavuach lo tosha'a. You have to have something immediately ready. Yes, we have another korban that is mamish ready to go. Aval ein zevach zavuach lo tosha'a, mai. There's not another zevach at that moment. Nifsal belina. Then it is, it becomes pasul belina, or you have to let it become pasul belina. Meaning that what Matatya ben Yehuda says is, if only if it doesn't look like you're transferring it to another zevach, it has to look like that this nesek was ready and going, and there's a zevach there. If you wait around and then 2 hours later someone brings a zevach, that's not good enough. Because then it looks like you're transferring it from one zevach to another. That we don't want people making a mistake about. It has to be something immediate and present in order to make it look like it was belonged to the zevach originally. That way people won't make the mistake. So Mar says, if that's the case, the tani seifa imlav paslu belina liflog velitna abedida. Let us make a chiluk within the Mishnah itself. So then, that's why don't we make a finer deal, a finer distinction here, as opposed to saying in the Mishnah, puzzle belina otherwise. So it says, Ochanami, that's what it says. Rabbi Shimon, who is Kizaruk Dami, who we're using to explain the position of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Leib Beit Din Mat Nalehem. Does he really have that position?
Bahama Rav Idi Bar Avin Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tmidim Shlo Hutzruchul Tzibur, the extra Tmidim at the end of the year, the end of the fiscal year, meaning at the end of Adar, by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where you're about to bring stuff from the Chumah Kadasha, and you have extra Tmidim left over, so that the Tzibur doesn't need them. The Divir Rabbi Shimon and Niftim Tmimim. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can't be Pudelem. So the reason it works according to the Chachamim is because Leib Beit Din Matnalehem. But what's clear is Rabbi Shimon does not all of Leib Beit Din Matnalehem. If that's the case, how come over here we're using that as the solution? Rabbi Shimon is a key part of our solution to explain Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Zairi's position. So if that's the case, how could Rabbi Shimon be that key or a linchpin in this situation? We believe you need Leib Beit Din Matnalehem to work here by the moving in the Sachim. So the Gemara's answer is Shani Hotom did Leita Kanta Biriyah. That by the Zevach, there's another choice. Over here by the Nisachim, there is no other choice. It's either Leib Beit Nimalim or Pasul. So over there, Rabbi Shimon accedes or agrees that Leib Beit Din can be Matalim. Otherwise, you're going to lose it, totally. Over there by the Tmidim, the other option is that Yeru as Yishtavu. They'll go out, they'll graze, they'll get a mum, and then they can be Poded them. So why should we allow you to be Poded them to be me? Leib Beit Din Matalim. We're going to use Leib Beit Din Matalim in the most conservative manner. Because it's like... All right, if they don't need it, I don't want to use it. It's like Hefker, Beit Din, Hefker. We don't want to be machil something like that, except in a situation where we must use it. So in case we must use it, then we'll use it. But if you don't have to use it, Rabbi Shimon says, don't bring it into use. Okay, Mishnah. Vlad toda v'tumurata, yifrish toda v'avda, yifrish acher tachta, in atun alechem. So these three items that are derivatives of a toda, they themselves do not require lechem when they come along. Vlad toda, a child, baby of a toda, a tmurata, if you made it, try to make an exchange with it, and they both become kodesh, hu tmurato ya kodesh. No, with the regular toda. Pifrish toda, you mafrish toda, it was lost, then you bring in a backup, and then they find the original. Then they, all of these, when they're brought, they don't require lechem, shenemar, because it says by the korban toda, it says, v'kiv al zerach ha-toda, chalot matzot. So that the Mishnah learns out, v'kiv al zerach toda, ha-toda tun alechem, lo vlada, v'lo chilufa, v'lo tumurata, tunim lechem. So, lo vlada is obviously the vlad here. Chilufa has to be now what we call about the avda, the case of avda. And then lo tumurata, none of those require lechem because it's al zavach ha-toda, only the toda itself, not these derivative items. And now, the Gemara has a question, it's going to quote from the pasuk, but it's quoting words that don't really exist in the pasuk. I'll read you the pasuk. What it seems to be is that this, they're reading the pasuk, the same pasuk we just read, but is imal toda yakrivenu. And then v'ikriv al zevach ha-toda chalot matzot. So you have those two things. You have imal toda yakrivenu. Sounds like if it's from the toda yakrivenu, then but ikriv al zevach ha-toda. Those are the two phrases that are used in the pasuk. And therefore the Gemara asks this: Tarabanu ma omer toda yakriv. Why does it say that toda yakriv or yakrivenu? Minayin lemafrish toda v'avda. Fish acher takta v'nimtzei the rishona or ishtayem omdot. They're supposedly in price. Minayin she'ez man yirtzeh yakriv. How do I know that you do whichever one? V'lachma ima, and the lechem goes whichever one you go with first. Tamalomar hatoda yakriv. So that's the beginning of the pasuk, which is im al toda yakrivenu. Yakrivenu means you get to pick whichever one you bring as the toda. That one will get the lechem. Yachol shetei shniyatun alechem. I would think the second one requires lechem. Tamalomar yakrivenu. Yakrivenu means achad v'lo shnayi. Yakrivenu means one and not two. So again, you have these two words, two im al toda yakrivenu v'yakriv al zevach toda. So the Gemara is using one of them to teach you that whichever one you pick as the toda, that's what the lechem goes with. Now the fact that you have two of them here, that the backup one doesn't get lechem because it says yakrivenu achad v'lo shnayi. Achash riba katuv miyot. Pasuk has one riboy and one miyot. How do you know which to do with which? Minayin the rabot v'adot v'chalifot u'tumurot akrava. How do we know that all of those items go on the Mizbeach? Talmud Omar, im al toda. Im al toda, yakrivenu, means if anything that's from the toda, yakrivenu. If it's a toda, if it's called a toda, whatever way it is, yakrivenu. Yocho yetunot lechem, how do you know that they don't require lechem? Talmud Omar, v'ikriv al zevach ha-toda. That you only don't. Toda hu do in a lechem, lo vlada, v'chilot chilufav, lo tumurata, utovim lechem. So that not everything requires lechem. So you have a ribuy and a miyot of sorts. Again, that it's not clear. Ima toda seems to be the riboy that you're bringing everything to the mizbeach, but yakrivenu means only one of them gets the lechem that's associated with it. All right. So now, shalach Rabbi Chanina mishmet Rabbi Yochanan shano ela lachar kapara alifnei kapara tunin lechem. That's only true if it was found after kapara, but before kapara, that's not the case. So Gemara is not going to ask that statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara wants to know. Wait, what is he talking about? What's the case? Right. First of all, what's the cup right here? We're talking about a carbon toda. Habibei Rav Amram. Ahai. This statement of Yochanan, what case is it going on? Ilema chalifei toda. We're talking about a case of a chalifei todat chova. So we're talking about chalifei means it got lost and you bring in a replacement. But it's a todat chova. What's a todat chova? That's actually a machloket over here. Rashi says chova toda is the difference between a neder and a nedava. A neder becomes a chova toda and a nedava is a todat nedava. Rashi in the Ktivya brings a lishna achrina, which is todat chova is arba tzurchim leodot. The four people that have to bring karbanei tona, al pi tehillim kuf. There are four people tzurchim leodot. They are chayav to bring the korban Todah. The Sheet of Mekubet said, says, Perish Kuntris, Volish Nakrina, come Mefarish the Yamukhule, Lo Nihira, Tolo Ashkan, Delechayev, Imlo Amar, Ariele Todah. It's no chiyuv, it's not an obligation, it's a Talmud tells you, those are the people that should give Torbanei Todah. It doesn't become a chuvah, unless you say Hari Alai, unless it's a nether. So now, he says, okay, Habi Ba Rav Amar Mahai, Ilim Achlifei Todat Chuvah, Ilifnei Kapara Tanina, Ilachar Kapara Tanina. That's our Mishnah. It's exactly our Mishnah that tells us what to do. If you find it before, if you find it afterwards. If you find it before, then we say pick whichever one you want. And the first one gets lechem, the second one goes up. If it's the achar kapara, there's nothing to talk about. The first one already got its lechem and took the lechem. The second one is just goes with that lechem. Ela chif e todat nidava. Say that it's a case where it got lost and it was a nidava. Ben lifnei kapara, ben achar kapara, tunot lechem. Because merbe betodotu. A nidava does not require a replacement. So if you lost your nidava and you bring a new one, that's as if you bring a totally new todah. It's not like it's replacing the first one, it's a new todah. It's a new todah. Marbe betodot. Each one has its own todah, and each one gets its own lechem. Ela avlad todat nidava. The baby of a todat nidava. Ben lifnei kapara, ben acharba, ain't tunim lechem. Because it's a motor de todahi. In that neither of them should require a lechem. Because whether it's before kapara or after kapara, it's not a todah. It's a derivative of a todah. It's the baby of a todah, but it's just the derivative. It's a derivative. We know already that it doesn't have the full status of a todah. It doesn't come with lechem. Ela avlad todat chova. The case here, it's the baby of a todat chova. Lifnei kapara tun lechem. If it's brought before the other todah, then it requires lechem. Right. So we'll see why that works. La kapara ain't tun lechem. After kapara, it doesn't require lechem. Mike kamash malon. What is the teaching us? Kazava Rabbi Yochanan, Adam mitchaber b'shevach hekdesh. Ah, what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us is that the vlad really belongs to hekdesh. It really derives, it's to the benefit of hekdesh. This animal is kadosh. It has a baby. So that baby really belongs to hekdesh. So the question is now, if you take that baby and use it as your karban todah, does it work? And the answer of Rabbi Yochanan is yes. It becomes the todah itself. It is, you're allowed to use shevach hekdesh to discharge your obligation. And therefore over here, the vlad, when you bring it first, it becomes the todah, and you bring the lechem with that todah. On the other hand, if you wait till after the kapara, then it's a regular case of vlad todah, regular case of vlad todah. You bring the korban, but you don't bring lechem with it. So that'll be the explanation. And Abi Bar Nami Abayi, Abayi asked the same question about the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, and Kiyai Gav ended up with the same conclusion that the case must be about a case of vlad todat chova. Okay, we'll stop over here.